This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control Thursday targeted 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce engines that power the drones used in the April 13 attack on Israel. Additionally, Britain is targeting several Iranian military organizations. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron spoke about the sanctions on the sidelines of the G7 summit Thursday.
Given Iran's behavior in backing the Houthis, backing Hezbollah, backing Hamas, and of course the appalling state-on-state attack on Israel, it's quite right that with partners we take further action on sanctions, and that's what Britain has done today, sanctioning a further 13 people and entities to add to the already 400 sanctions that we've put in place.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell attended the G7 economic meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday, where he encouraged more aid for Ukraine and restraint in the Middle East. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In the sleepy Italian resort of Capri, a bell's toll pierced the morning air. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell started the day talking to reporters about his hopes for the meeting of G7 foreign ministers. Borrell said G7 leaders had to make quick decisions to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
Otherwise, the electricity system of Ukraine will be destroyed.
The EU's top diplomat urged Israel to show restraint following an Iranian air assault on its territory. Iran's attack was a response to a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consular building in Syria, which killed two Iranian generals. Borrell told reporters,
I don't want to exaggerate, but we are on the edge of a war, a regional war in the Middle East.
I'm Karen Shamas.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A seated juror in Trump's hush money trial is excused as prosecutors ask the judge to sanction the former president. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
While the judge in the case was hoping to add jurors today, he has lost at least one. A previously seated juror was excused after backtracking on whether she felt she could be impartial and fair. The status of a second sworn-in juror was also called into question after he failed to report to court to address the accuracy of some of his previous answers to questions. Prosecutors have also asked Judge Juan Merchan to sanction Trump over seven more social media posts they say violate a gag order that bars Trump from attacking witnesses. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. I'm Shelley Adler.
Kenyan President William Ruto announced Kenya's military chief General Francis Agola died in a helicopter crash west of the country. The crash took place Thursday evening, and Ruto has declared 3 days of national mourning. The president said the helicopter was carrying 11 people, including General Agola, when it crashed and caught fire in a remote area near the border with Uganda, killing 9 people on board. Members of Ghana's LGBTQ plus community and activists are waiting to see whether the West African country's president will sign into law a bill that would further restrict their rights and likely worsen the persecution many already face. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Gay sex is already punishable by up to 3 years in prison. The new law would also impose a prison sentence of up to 5 years for the promotion or support of LGBT rights, making it one of the harshest of its kind in Africa. Homophobia is rife in culturally conservative Ghana. Hostility and attacks are commonplace, although few such incidents make it to the courts. In February, Parliament unanimously passed a bill, but President Nana Akufo-Addo has delayed signing it, with his office citing two impending Supreme Court challenges. Ghana is also in the grip of an economic crisis, and its finance ministry has warned that the bill could jeopardize $3.8 billion of World Bank funding and derail a $3 billion International Monetary Fund loan package.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. Turkey's disaster management agency says that a moderately strong earthquake has struck central Turkey, causing damage to some buildings. There were no immediate reports of any casualties or serious injuries. The magnitude 5.6 earthquake hit in the town of Sulisaray in Tokat province, east of the capital Ankara. The quake was also felt in neighboring provinces, including Yozgat, where a two-story building collapsed. Turkey lies on an active fault line, and earthquakes are frequent. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck parts of southern Turkey and neighboring Syria last year, killing more than 59,000 people. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.